This is so beautiful. Take a look at what this amazing little boy did for his friend.
New tonight at 6, News Center 5's Jack Harper introduces us to some young boys from Bridgewater who are truly wise beyond their years.
Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
In the middle of it all, Danny Keefe, Bridgewater first grader. Danny suffered a brain hemorrhage after he was born. Years of speech therapy are helping. Danny always wears a tie and jacket. A few other kids had been picking on him about that, and yesterday his team dressed up to show they don't approve.
We heard that Danny was getting picked on, so we thought that we would all have a day to dress up like Danny. And we thought we would all come to school like Danny and sponsor Danny to show Danny that we love him very much.
From Bridgewater, Massachusetts, please welcome Tommy Cooney, Danny, and his mom, Jennifer. I love this story so very much, Tommy and Danny and Jennifer. Yes. And both of you look very, very handsome right now.
Yeah.
Very handsome. I love Danny. You walk out with your hands in your pocket. Very debonair. And what grade are you in? Danny, you're 6, right?
Yeah, kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten. You like kindergarten?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
I got dismissed.
He gets dismissed.
Yeah, so I want to go back. And I want to go back.
Yes. Oh, he got held back.
No,
so it's
why?
His second year.
I got held back, too. I went to kindergarten 2 years in a row.
You did?
I did. I really did.
No, I got back.
Yeah.
So I got any homework.
No homework.
No homework.
Okay,
it's fantastic. I still
so I
got homework.
Easy.
So what was Danny's prognosis when he was born?
So when Danny was born, he was born with a grade 4 hemorrhage, which we were told that my first question was, would he survive? And once we were told he would survive, we were then told that he wouldn't meet any of his milestones. We probably shouldn't expect much from him. He would never crawl or walk, and as you can obviously see, he walks and he runs, and so he has truly defied those predictions that we were given, and he's quite amazing.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool, walking out here with your hands in your pocket all debonair like that. And how did you find out he was getting teased at school?
He would come home, and at dinner or as I was laying in bed, he would come into my bedroom, and he would start to cry, and he would tell me about the things that were happening to him.
And what were they
doing?
What were they saying?
So a few times little kids would come up to his and into his face and just say, why don't you talk? Just talk. Why can't you talk? And then other times they would take his hat off and throw mulch at him. So it made him really sad.
And you were wearing a suit and tie. You wore a suit and tie to school every day, right, Danny? Why did you do that?
Yeah, my mom got me a black
black I gave him a black velvet jacket that he really liked, and it made him most comfortable, he said.
Yeah.
Well, it looks really good on you. I don't blame you for wanting to wear a suit and tie.
But, new at home, old.
This is new. Old suits are at home.
The old ones at home. Well, it looks really, really good, and I don't know why every kid doesn't wear a suit and tie to school. And, Tommy, how did you hear... You knew each other because... You are on the same football team. You go to different schools, but the same football team, right?
Yes.
And you're a quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're a quarterback, and what do you play on the team?
Water boy or water coach.
Water boy or water coach.
Water coach, that's right. So you knew he was a water coach. And how did you hear that Danny was getting teased?
My friend told me.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think right away?
That Danny shouldn't get picked on by the way he speaks.
Yeah. Boy, that's amazing for someone to stand up and not... to speak up is really, really brave that you would speak up. So you got your teammates, you talked to everybody and said, let's start wearing a suit and tie and a fedora? And everybody was okay? Everybody was on board?
Yeah.
That's amazing. What did you think when everyone did that, Danny?
Very, very happy. Well, and I had fun and my brother, Tommy Keefe.
His brother, Tommy Keefe. and Tommy's his friend. They did this for him and a whole bunch of other boys.
Well, we have a gift for you because I know you like to wear fedoras, and I love those hats, but you should have options, just like you have a second suit now. So bring out the gifts for them, please. Tommy and Danny, you have some new fedoras.
Ooh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Kind of big, huh? It might be a little bit big. And I have one more gift. You see that fireplace right there on that monitor? Look at that. You know the New England Patriots. You're a fan of them, right?
Yeah.
You know Tom Brady?
Yeah.
You know the quarterback?
Yeah.
Take a look at that.
Hi, Danny and Tommy. I hope you guys are having fun in L.A. with my friend Ellen. I heard about your story, and I can't imagine how proud your parents must be. Danny, people still tease me about what I wear, but I never listen to them, so keep wearing what makes you feel best. And Tommy, I love your leadership and how you stood up for Danny, and I applaud the entire Bridgewater Badgers team for participating. And I hear you're both big Patriot fans, so I'd love to give you guys some tickets to our regular season finale against Buffalo in a few weeks and give you some pregame field passes, too. And one more thing. Mr. Kraft, our owner, he wanted me to give you tickets for your entire team to come to our Hall of Fame here at Patriot Place. So congrats to you both, and we look forward to hosting you guys in a few weeks.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
All right. I love what you did, Tommy. I love you, Danny. And Jennifer, thank you so
much.
What an amazing story. Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this.